This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, joyriders. New week gets you a new joyride. So, this week, the guys are doing a bit of bragging. Oh, but they're not bragging on themselves. They're bragging on how wonderful God is and the major impact He has had on their lives. It's a great topic this week, and I figured perhaps our listeners would like to chime in. You know, share their experiences when God moved in their lives. And chimed in you did. We got tons of letters and emails from people excited over the difference God has made in their lives. Take Greg, for example. Greg wrote, and this is what he had to say. Dear Masculine Journey, my name is Greg, and I've always had a short fuse. Ever since I was a kid, you could have built a two-story log cabin with all the chips I had on my shoulders and still have chips left over to put in the fireplace. Anyway, I got saved a few years back, and one of the things I asked God for was to be more patient and kind. I wanted Him to take my anger away, and let me tell you something, God was on point. A few days after I prayed, I got hired on to be the high school driving instructor. So now every day is an opportunity to be patient, kind, and understanding. Plus, I get to help the future drivers be more safe and responsible on the road. God is awesome, and so is the Masculine Journey. Keep up the good work, guys. Well, praise God, Greg. That's awesome, man. That's good to hear. Teaching the next generation to be better drivers. Because there's a lot of bad drivers out there. I mean, a lot. You know what? I don't want to get started. Here's this week's clip.
We are talking about God's greatest hits. And what I thought about was the old show, you know, the America's Top 40, right? But we probably could each have 40, 50, 60 things that we talk about. We're not going to talk about that many tonight. We're going to pick some of them and talk about. But the greatest things that God's done in our life, you know, at least up to this point, for some of us, that's less time than others. Yeah. You know, no particular person in mind, Harold. And
and you put some guardrails on that too, right?
I did, yeah. I put some limiters on it because I know this group. We would have talked about kids, spouses, pets, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. And so it's like, no relationships. Those are all, we would have talked about the Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been in there. And those are all viable things, and those are all important, but we talk about those a lot. And I want it to be more personal.
Yeah.
You know, what has God done for your heart? Where has God really had breakthrough with you and made great, deep impacts in your life? And just wanted to hear what God had in store for you. But I do have a clip, and yes, it's my clip, but it's not really my clip. I have my own clip I'm going to play later. But this is a clip that I made. I know. You guys always give me a hard time because you say I always play my clip first.
And it's your world, and we're just here. We're just living in it.
Yeah, some of you here.
I want to try to understand how it's not yours if you put it in the folder.
Well, at least I know how to put it in the folder.
Well played. Okay. Well played.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.